the medications have greatly changed. I did my training back in the 80s, and the newest medication at that point, the newest and greatest medication, was Prozac. Mm-hmm. And certainly since then, we've seen a whole host of medications and advances of pharmacology in treating both mood disorders as well as psychotic disorders. Yeah. And combining these medications to treat both. These days, we've got a lot of medication options to treat bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. We're using those medications to augment the treatment of major depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. So are most of these meds and pills still effective, as you see it?
I think that their benefit is that there are less side effects. They're more tolerable. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you look at the overall data, their effectiveness is probably just as good, probably not as any more effective than the older medications. Mm-hmm. But again, the advantage is that they're more tolerable.
So they've made refinements that do away with some of the side effects?
Yeah, and some of the side effects back in the 70s were pretty awful. You know, they can be nuisance stuff like dry mouth, constipation, urinary retention, but also you can have problems with cardiac arrhythmias and even sudden death related to that. So those were certainly scary side effects. These days, you don't have that kind of concern. Mm-hmm. So again, that's what I mean by more tolerable. People are more willing to continue their medications. But their overall effectiveness, I don't think, is any better.
Yeah. I understand you offer acupuncture as an alternative or a supplement to these kinds of things?
I do. I started realizing as I got out of training that a lot of folks are falling through the cracks in terms of addressing a lot of physical complaints. And in Western medicine, it's a very objective process, in that there's a lot of labs or various studies done to find out what the problem is or to confirm a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. If nothing is found, then it's thought that perhaps it's just all due to their psychiatric condition. Mm-hmm. And certainly if there's nothing found, then there's no medication for them. And a lot of these folks I found to be very frustrated. There's no good reason for their chronic pain or for their chronic fatigue. Mm-hmm. That's why we came up with some of these diagnoses like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome.
Right.
However, not everyone can fall into these general categories. And in fact, I think a lot of these diagnoses are misused just to easily explain someone's pain that doesn't fall neatly into a Western view.
Oh. So have you found that acupuncture is effective for some of these patients?
Yes, I think so. Most of my patients come out very pleased and keep returning back for the treatment. And it's just not the treatment itself, but also how one views their condition or their complaints, that in terms of a Western medicine viewpoint, it's a very limited view. Again, it's all based on objective data. Mm-hmm. I think that it helps me in terms of treating my patients if I am able to take alternative viewpoints, such as an Eastern medicine mm-hmm. view, where someone's strange pain complaint could easily be explained through a Chinese perspective or an Eastern medicine perspective. And so they don't feel as if they're easily dismissed. Now, I'd say about half of my acupuncture cases are not my psychiatric patients, but folks who have learned that I do acupuncture and they've come in to address legitimate chronic pain, uh-huh. like back problems or even sinusitis or infertility problems uh-huh. and that sort of thing.
So do you feel that that we need more of a global approach to medicine? Do you think there's too much of this West versus East and a lot of, say, it's a lot of the Eastern approach is sort of rejected in this part of the world?
I think that if you go to the West Coast or the East Coast, there's a more open viewpoint in terms of looking at Eastern or alternative treatments or complementary approaches. Uh-huh. In fact, if you, it's not unusual in California, per se, to have medical acupuncturists on their hospital staff, mm-hmm. whereas here locally, there is no process to get someone credentialed to work in the hospital to be an acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that the Western viewpoint is a bad viewpoint. I'm certainly a Western physician at heart. It's just that it's you can't just take one viewpoint and be limited to that viewpoint, I think, that it helps to have alternative viewpoints and alternative ideas, because certainly a lot of folks are dissatisfied or don't feel like they're getting all of their concerns fully addressed if one takes just one viewpoint or one approach.
Yeah. Now, I know there are a lot of folks out there to this day who still say, you know, they don't believe, quote, believe in acupuncture, that kind of thing. Are there also people in the medical field who just, you know, rule it out as a an effective treatment?
It's kind of interesting, this process that I went through in terms of being an acupuncturist. It started out several years ago, and once I completed my training, I started doing some small cases. Mm-hmm. And I would say that for the first year or maybe 2 years, when someone would come back for a return visit and tell me, oh, these things happen and they're all very good things, mm-hmm. my general response was, really?
Yeah.
I was also in disbelief as to, really, this stuff really actually works? But as I continued, I started realizing, you know, this stuff does work. And some of the folks that I treat are actually physicians who had the same kind of response. And I think that as physicians, they were kind of curious, and but although they had legitimate concerns to address, they thought that, you know, they'd give it a shot, and they keep returning as if, you know, they actually do see it working. One of the probably arguments that I've heard is, well, this is just hypnosis or some sort of suggestion that the folks that it works with are highly suggestible that it does work. Uh-huh. Well, the argument against that is that acupuncture is also used in veterinary medicine. Now, the horse or dog does not know why the veterinarian is putting in their needles.
Right.
And so but it does work, and it is a legitimate approach for veterinary medicines. Yeah. So that takes away that argument that it's all hypnosis or suggestion.
Right. Well, as you look to the future, as far as treating mental health and other areas, what other alternative ideas might be, you know, coming along or coming to fruition?
You know, it's kind of interesting. The acupuncture approach can be easily put into this whole idea of energy treatment, because depending on which paradigm of acupuncture you want to look at, and let's look at the Chinese approach, the whole idea of acupuncture is to move qi, or one's body energy. That the Chinese thought of illness is that much of illness is due to a disruption of the flow of qi, or a blockage of the flow of qi, and using needles in certain blockage points will help open up that flow and get back to a natural flow of energy, thus back to one's health. Mm-hmm. And I think that this whole concept of energy treatment is an interesting but old concept, but it's something that it's the same thing that what's old is new again.
Mm-hmm.
Treating very serious illness with electroconvulsive therapy, which is another really energy treatment, that's becoming probably more and more used. And that's certainly what we see in my practice as well as just locally.
Now, is that comparable to electric shock treatment of the
That's
of
what
the
it
past?
Is. Yeah. Electroconvulsive therapy is what's called on the street as shock treatment. And that's being more offered more often, and people are, I'd say, more accepting of that whole thing.
There was certainly a time when that was rejected pretty heavily, right?
I think that that was a lot of the stereotypes, and Hollywood had a lot to do with that. The data is quite clear that if one looks at major depression, electroconvulsive therapy is the most effective treatment for major depression. To the statistics of medication, medication effectiveness is about 60%, but the placebo response is 30%. So if you subtract the placebo against the effectiveness rate, you get really a 30% effectiveness on medication, which is not very good. The effectiveness of electroconvulsive therapy for major depression is 90%. I would challenge anyone to find any form of medical treatment to be 90% effective.
Are there some side effects, though, to the so-called shock treatment that that could be, not good?
Yeah, with any form of treatment, whether it be through medication, electroconvulsive therapy, surgery, or whatever, there's always a risk. But generally, the risks are quite low, and generally, the benefits outweigh the risks of the treatment. Now, getting back to the energy treatment, a newer form of treatment for, say, mood disorders like depression is the transcranial magnetic stimulation, which is applying a big magnet to the skull, and that's done without anesthesia. It's done as an outpatient procedure, done in an office. That's being looked at as a alternative form of treatment for mood disorders. It's gotten some good reviews, but I think overall the electroconvulsive therapy still is the most effective treatment if you compare the data. Certainly, there's always advances in psychotherapy or counseling. Mindfulness is a has been around for a long time, but certainly gaining a lot of traction now.
Mindfulness would be?
Use of meditation and more of a directed awareness of one's perceptions and, and emotions and being. There's again, that's sort of an Eastern approach to it. But again, an old form that's becoming more and more popular.
All right. Well, anything else to add that we haven't touched on here regarding ways of treating mental health these days?
I don't think so. I think that overall, and my approach is pretty much what the other psychiatrists do, is to try to incorporate as many approaches as possible to a treatment, whether it be combining medications with therapy, medication the therapy with medical acupuncture, looking at yoga, looking at exercise, changing one's diet. These, I think that what we're seeing is the acceptance that there's more to medicine than just a prescription.
Well, I certainly appreciate you chatting with us here. It's been an excellent conversation, and we'll help spread the word.
Okay.